Heat has dominated the Indiana farm forecast for quite some time now. Some crops are handling the heat well, while others are not. The good news is that disease pressure has been low to start the season.
One thing tar spot does not like is heat.
That's Dan Corn Quinn on the latest Purdue Crop Chat podcast, available now wherever you listen to podcasts. He's Purdue's extension corn specialist. Quinn points to a tool available via the Crop Protection Network that provides crop disease forecasting.
And if you actually look at tar spot risk over the last week, it was pretty high in parts of June, but we really weren't concerned about it because the crop was still pretty young and not at any stages we wanted to make any decisions at that point. But the risk is actually kind of plummeted in a lot of areas.
You can find a link to that online tool and others at HoosierAgToday.com by finding this story. Quinn says he and Darcy Talenko, Purdue's field crop pathology specialist, have received a number of pictures from farmers with what they believe to be tar spot.
They look like tar spot, but insect poop, right? Insect frass. If you can scratch it off, so try and rub it on, then you'll have insect poop on your hands. But that's
scratch and sniff.
Yeah, that might be. I don't advise that, but maybe insect poop on your hands is better than having to deal with tar spot.
And of course, that was Purdue's soybean Sean Castile, who joins us on the podcast, chiming in. Quinn shares what he has seen out in fields.
I've walked a lot of our trials. They're pretty clean. There's a lot of common rust out there. Patches, we've seen it here and there. That's been about the only disease I've seen. I think on their crop risk tool, we are at a higher risk for gray leaf spot, but haven't really seen it yet. So be mindful of that disease. You know, some of those diseases, they're kind of second fiddle. They get forgotten about every year, but we have gray leaf spot every year.
Tune in to hear more from Quinn Castile and me in the latest Purdue Crop Chat in the free Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.